Welcome to AM Best Audio.
How do you measure someone's pain and suffering in a personal injury case? Well, there's an app for that. Joining us now is Mike Zuri, CEO and co-founder of Painworth. Mike, thanks for speaking with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
What does the Painworth app do?
The Painworth app helps claimants directly understand how to manage and ultimately negotiate and settle their personal injury case without the need for expensive middlemen.
And what inspired you to launch the app?
Well, unfortunately for me, the story is slightly tragic. In 2019, I was actually hit by a drunk driver, which I tell everybody is not the way that one should find their inspiration for an app or a new company or a product idea. Definitely don't do what I did. But that is what happened to me. And after several months of hard recovery and processing injuries that will now last me the rest of my life, I ended up with a personal injury case. And the unfortunate thing is, after I called the number on the billboards and several of the numbers that are on the radio jingles, I learned that many of the professionals out there saying that they were willing to help me were a little bit exploitative and more or less made me feel like it was impossible to get a fair resolution without their services, which is just not true.
So how does the app work?
Well, the app works by allowing somebody to go in and specify the types of damages that they've incurred, including what sort of bodily injury damages they've incurred. The app then takes that information and researches relevant case law to find the most relevant cases where somebody else has had those injuries and the judgments and court decisions associated with those cases, in order to statistically determine what would happen in the event of proceeding to a court. What would a judgment effectively be for this type of case? Once those numbers are known, both parties can then mediate or negotiate that settlement outside the court system, which saves everybody time and money. One of the interesting things that I found is on a typical case of about $100,000, the claimant's really only expecting to walk away with $60,000 in their pocket after they pay for their legal counsel. And that's after 5 years of fighting. So that's not good for the claimant. And it's also even worse for the insurance company, who has to pay legal defense fees on top of that. So a $100,000 settlement might cost the insurance company $200,000 to pay out, and the claimant's only going to put $60,000 in their pocket. It's ridiculously inefficient on both parties.
So who uses the app?
So the app is currently used by both professionals and claimants. I will say that most of our users are claimants. To date, we have helped process over $61 million in claims. So I'm quite proud of that number because we haven't been around for very long. The app has only been around for about 12 months.
So you're based in Canada, but you recently had an acquisition and you're looking to expand in the US. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So when we go through our database, we actually find about 15 to 20% of our users are coming from the continental United States. The funny thing about that is that the app is built for Canadian law and Canadian jurisdiction. So we have this massive user base of people who are desperately trying to solve this problem and avoid litigation and expense and frustration for everyone in the USA, but we weren't currently serving them. So we found this great company based out of California that had a very similar mission to us, and we decided to integrate them into our platform. So that means their technology and their team. So they are based in California, and we're currently working on a first jurisdictional launch for the state of Arizona, and then expanding to neighboring states after that.
So Mike, your website is pretty colorful and kind of lighthearted for what's potentially a very serious topic. Can you tell us about your approach to the business?
Yeah, we wanted to take a very different approach. In the early days, a lot of people would come to us and ask whether or not we were a law firm or an insurance company, and we're neither. So we found that the best way to let our users know that we are neither is to communicate that by our tone And the way that we talk about ourselves. It's a very human experience. So we wanted to showcase ourselves as being vulnerable and talk in a very personable way to our audience and our users.
Great. Mike, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
It was honestly an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Mike Zuri, CEO and co-founder of the app Painworth. For AM Best TV, I'm Meg Green.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.